And so to summarize this presentation then, here you can see the most characteristic features of political speech. And in this presentation we've talked and exemplified presupposition, implicature, metaphor, euphemism, the rule of three, antitheses, pronouns, and I think I've realized I've left parallelism out in that list. And the argument raised in chapter 3 of Language, Society and Power is that politics is a phenomenon that exists in everyday life, not only to people whose lives are restricted to being politicians in parliament. We have office politics and school politics too. Ideology is important in constructing a worldview, and people in society tend to collaborate in the production of certain value systems and the ways of talking about these things. And people in power or media in power, by listening and reporting in the way that politicians write about these things, it can affect our ways of thinking or talking. That brings us to the end of this presentation.